This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Over half of Wisconsin children live in a child care desert, meaning there's only one slot of licensed child care for every three kids. One big reason for that is a shortage of child care workers. As Phoebe Petrovic reports, that shortage has gotten much worse in the past 3 years.
A couple dozen children are toddling over the snow. They're bulky in coats and snow pants. One wants to play with a toy bulldozer. It's outdoor time at the St. Mary's Hospital Child Care Center in Madison. Christine Cook runs the center. She apologizes for her cluttered office and explains that lately she's been in the classrooms teaching.
Because I don't have anyone to hire.
Cook's had a position posted for 7 months. She could actually use two more teachers, but she can't even find the one. Cook's been director here for the last 3 years, and during that time, she's seen the number of child care workers plummet.
And I think now, well, now why are we not stable when I'm in this position, you know? And it's a sign of the times.
It's actually a sign of a good economy with low unemployment. Ruth Schmidt is the director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She says the state's workforce depends on child care.
And yet, it's one of these sort of odd scenarios where the stronger Wisconsin's economy is, unfortunately, the harder it is to keep people working in early childhood programs.
That's because benefits are poor and wages are low. In Wisconsin, the average child care worker earns $10.33 an hour. That's not enough to keep a family of four out of poverty. Yet child care teachers are, on average, more educated than the Wisconsin workforce. All over the state, child care directors are struggling to find and keep qualified teachers. About 3 out of 10 teachers leave their jobs each year, taking positions at public schools or retail chains like Quick Trip and Walmart. Jillian Clemens taught preschool for nearly a decade. Early on, she realized her salary wasn't sustainable.
Because I loved it and I was passionate about it, I at first was like, okay, I'll figure this out. I'll get a second job because this is what I want to do. This is who I am. This is literally a part of my person, right? Like I could feel it in my bones that I was going to be a teacher for the rest of my life.
Eventually, Clemens couldn't make the numbers work. She now works on policy and programs related to children and families. But she says that every day she misses the kids and how they learn.
They're like planting all these seeds for themselves, right? And they're learning. And it's just so, it's so cool.
At St. Mary's Child Care Center, run by Christine Cook, toddlers sing their ABCs and build important social-emotional skills through play.
ABCD.
Research shows a child's first 5 years are crucial for brain development. What young children learn and experience stays with them for life.
TV.
But childcare professionals say their compensation doesn't match the science. The government does not support childcare in the same way it supports K-12 education, and centers can't afford to pay their teachers more. They have large expenses, and they'd have to charge families higher tuition. Christine Cook and others say society doesn't understand or respect the field enough.
Early childhood is not recognized as something more than just babysitting, taking care of kids for the day.
And right now, childcare providers are paid like babysitters, not like teachers. And until that changes, more teachers will likely leave the profession, and more centers will have to turn families away or shut down altogether. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.